There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, you can dial in toll free to join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, a kidney donation, which was looking good, has now been put on hold due to government involvement. Derek J. has the story, which was submitted by listeners and voted on by listeners like you, over on our website at freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Derek J., and Mark in the studio. We're going to go back to David. He's in Mississippi via Skype. David, you were calling to follow up about a story that you had told us previously wherein college students have been arrested and then encouraged to snitch on their college dealers of cannabis and other drugs. And you said there's an update on that story?
Yeah, so after the BuzzFeed article came out that was all about that, then the Narcotics Bureau made an official statement on the local news. And then BuzzFeed came out again, and the Libertarian Party here, the local Libertarian Party, sent a strongly worded letter to the powers that be. And then since then, the local paper, which for this is a pretty big deal, has put a pretty one-sided article out against the narcotics unit.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they let them have their say, but you know, she quotes three or four different people who've been involved with Metro Narcotics, not under their employment, but like people who've been either snitches or arrested or almost snitches. And
what's the gist of the editorial opinion?
Well, she's it's not really an opinion. She's actually, it's not in the opinion piece.
So this is a news piece?
Yeah, it's a news piece. She's talking about how all that happened, and she's it's sort of like a what would you call it? I guess a oh, woe is me. Look at these kids getting arrested. But I mean, that's a woe is them, really. But
you're saying that's the position of the author in the newspaper?
Yeah, but it's not an opinion piece. They're reporting it as news. I'm just surprised they would do that because
well, it's hard to separate opinion from news. I mean, if you write a news piece that is obviously one-sided, that you know, then you can claim there's opinion in there, right? Like there's opinion in Fox News, there's opinion in MSNBC and all that. So you were pleasantly surprised to see this show up in the local paper, then, huh?
Yeah, because normally they're pretty well in the pocket of the mayor and the alderman and all that. Mm. But surprisingly, you know, she even quoted the mayor and stuff, but most of it was talking about the impact that it has on the kids, and the impact that it has on the snitches and the people who go to jail, talking about how, you know, I went to jail because I wasn't going to snitch on my friends, and people talking about I was scared because I was 17.
Yeah, and that was the situation that I found the guy that I met at jail who was there because he had customers. He was a minor cannabis dealer on the Keene State College campus. He had a whole ounce of weed when the cops came into his home with shotguns pointed at him in the middle of January, took him in his boxers and threw him outside into the snow. All of this over an ounce of marijuana, and he ended up with you know, some pretty serious, you know, felony charge and was in jail for that.
An ounce of flowers.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-453.
It's when you think about rights, right? When you're dealing with this, you know, this criminal justice system, many times the arrests are for victimless crimes, like in the case of these college students. College students, high school students, young people worldwide, they just don't know their rights. They don't know what they can say and what they can't say. They've spent their whole lives. At 17 years old, you have never been the authority figure for real in your life. Somebody else always has. And off oftentimes that person has your best interests at heart, right? Like most of the teachers you're dealing with, your best interest. Your parents, their best interest, your best interest.
Or what they believe your best interests are.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're doing the best they can with what they have.
Okay.
As a police officers, however, when they catch up with you, not so much was my experience in dealing with law enforcement when it came to asking questions. I would have been far better off in, you know, my case if I would have just said, you know what, I'd like to have my attorney. No, really, when I told you guys that I wanted my attorney, what I meant was, I want my attorney. And, you know, so many young people, they don't know, and I didn't know. And it's really a tough situation. It's very difficult to feel bad for somebody who's committed some kind of violent crime with a victim if they, you know, fall prey to the depredations of the judicial system and, you know, give some information that perhaps they shouldn't have given, you know, if they had a lawyer present.
I appreciate your suggestion, Mark, but how many young people can have an attorney? I mean, how many people are 17 years old or 18 years old arrested say, oh, yeah, let me get my lawyer?
Well, they don't really know who their lawyer is. But
of course not.
The worst lawyer. Well, they have a lawyer.
Do they?
Yes, they do. They have the public defender. If they have...
not necessarily. In New Hampshire, for instance, if you are not facing jail time for a charge, then you don't get a public defender.
Fine. The answer to your question, officer, is you'll have to ask my attorney. You don't know who my attorney is, neither do I.
Oh, interesting.
If you want
you figure that out.
me to have an attorney, you can go ahead and have one appointed for me.
Oh, I like that.
Until such time as there is a lawyer between you and me, I, as a U.S. citizen, is one of the few rights I have. I'm not answering any of your questions.
Wasn't it your line, Mark, where if the cop asks you who your attorney is, you say something like, you're the detective, you figure that out. Or, do some police work, pal.
That's a fine thing.
Yeah, that's going
to
get them on your side.
They're
not on your side.
It really, at that point, if they're asking you questions, it really doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a young male and they're asking you questions about a crime, you know, that you didn't call in to report, you're in trouble.
You're such a hypocrite, Mark, because people get away with things all the time when they talk to the police in a nice way. I hear about this anecdotally.
Oh,
I've never had it happen to me. The police are always mean and nasty and arrest me. But other people, they can talk themselves out of tickets and all kinds of things. So.
I'm not worried about a ticket, Derek J. Please, let me give this... Oh, excuse me, officer. Do you want $200 to go the F away? Here's $200. Get out of my life and never come back, sir. $200 means nothing to me when you're talking about putting somebody in prison for many, many years for something that they didn't do.
Fair enough.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, let's see. We were talking about the DARE story. I think we pretty much wrapped that one up. If you want to come back around to it, you're certainly welcome to join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Let's jump into what was, when we started the show, and these things are always changing on our website because you go there and vote anytime you want on the top stories. Vote them up if you like, down if you don't. This was the top story when we started the show tonight, Derek Jane. You've got it. Yeah, I want to tell you about Christine and Josh. They're two people who live in Maine around the Portland area. And Christine needs a kidney. She is not healthy right now and needs a kidney. So she did something a little bit unusual. She advertised on the back of her car that
nice.
She needs a kidney, advertised her blood type and her phone number, and said, call or text. And this guy, Josh, responded. So I want to tell
wow.
you about them. Unfortunately, they've hit some roadblocks thanks to the federal government.
Well, I was just trying to protect you.
Well, here's a story from BangorDailyNews.com. A community's overwhelming generosity has put a highly publicized kidney donation on hold. Officials at Maine Medical Center in Portland said unprecedented fundraising for the donor has raised concerns about a federal law that makes it illegal to be paid for an organ. Just to clarify. So, this donor had a fundraiser, and people voluntarily gave to support this donor.
So
and now
the recipient didn't have the fundraiser.
That's paid correct. For it. The donor said, hey, I want to do this for this lady.
Yes.
Can you give me some money?
And the internet community, maybe even some listeners of this program, gave to him out of the kindness of their heart, saying, look at this great guy stepping up and giving a kidney to a perfect stranger. Now he might be in trouble.
Oh, wow. Let's get into more detail on that here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Good thing you got the federal government out there keeping you safe from yourself, huh? It's Free Talk Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin. We love Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. And you can also get Bitcoin as well as Litecoin and Dogecoin over at ExpressCoin.com. It's your best choice for getting cryptocurrency. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can go and get your cryptocurrency with money order or check over at ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone via their app, which you can download at ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget, coupon code FTL will get you up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So go to ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget code FTL. And again, that's ExpressCoin.com. Derek J., you are sharing with us a story that was voted, submitted and voted on by listeners like you over at FreeTalkLive.com about a lady who needed a kidney. She put an advertisement on the back of her car. Somebody took her up on it and said he was willing to donate one of his kidneys. He apparently, I think it was a he put up some kind of an Indiegogo or fundraiser, GoFundMe, something like that, one of these independent fundraiser projects.
Someone else. I'll get to
that. Someone else did it on his behalf. So
that's
he didn't
right.
even do it on his own?
Yes.
He didn't ask for it to be done. Somebody just voluntarily said this guy's brave and
you've got it.
Out. Tell me more.
He just wanted to be a good example, said Ashley Dahl Layton, whose husband Josh Dahl Layton, age 30, is offering his kidney to a stranger. Ashley said Josh, a father of three himself, didn't think twice when he saw a plea for a kidney on the back of a car.
Wow.
I've given well more than a gallon of blood. I get the donating parts of your body to make people, live better. I can't imagine going through highly invasive surgery and giving up a kidney. I'll grant you that a healthy person only needs one, but you never know when you're going to be that not-so-healthy person that needs two, right? Like, anybody could have a kidney problem at some point in their life, and it, I'm just amazed. I'm amazed at what the kind of individual that would just go ahead and say, yep, I'd be happy to give this perfect stranger a kidney.
Ashley, his wife, said, quote, his first thought was, this mom, she's a mom. Her son needs her. As it turns out, Josh is a perfect match for Christine Royals, age 24. She's type O blood type, which is quite rare.
What?
Type O, isn't that quite rare?
No, not quite rare. No.
I thought that was the rarest kind.
What's the rarest? AB? Yeah.
Oh, well, all right. There you go.
We went to the schools.
Thanks.
So, I didn't pay attention in school.
My husband, is it O that can donate to anyone?
Yeah, it's a universal donor.
Cannot receive from anyone, right?
I believe it's O positive can donate to anyone. O negative can't.
Don't look at me.
Well, she's type O. So here we go. My husband has, in a sense, turned into her hero, Ashley said. Hmm. But a transplant comes with costs. So
yeah.
Royals organized fundraisers to cover the Dahl Layton's family's expense while Josh is out recovering.
So hold on. So the family of the person who needs the kidney organized the fundraisers?
Yes.
Got it.
But someone, it's not clear in the article. It says someone else. So it wasn't Royals herself. Someone else, according to this article, started a GoFundMe page that unexpectedly raised more than $48,000.
Wow.
Well, I would think that, I don't know how long it takes to recover from having your kidney cut out, but I would imagine that we're
probably
talking
not a weekend.
Yeah, I imagine we're talking a couple of months. I also don't know what the gentleman does. If he is a carpenter, he's going to be, it's going to take longer for him to get back to work than if he has some kind of sedentary job, like a talk show host where he sits around and runs his jaw the whole time.
At Josh's first evaluation at Maine Medical Center on Wednesday, the dollar amount raised eyebrows and concerns. Quote, they're concerned that people's outpouring of generosity for our family could be perceived as selling an organ, said Ashley.
Wow.
I can see how they might come to that conclusion.
Well, when
that's
asked
a federal crime.
If money was ever an incentive for Josh to donate, Ashley said, no way. Officials at Maine Medical are frustrated, too. They said the donor and patient are top priority, but they also have to make sure they don't violate a 1984 federal law.
So they'd be an accessory if they knew, right? If they knew that money was raised for this, and now they do, and they go through with it, then they would essentially be assisting with committing a federal crime.
That's right. Dr. John Vella of the Maine Transplant Program said, quote, "There's an unprecedented element to this case." Vella said the average out-of-pocket expense of a living organ donor is $6,000, meant to cover travel, lost wages, and miscellaneous medical costs.
I wouldn't have called lost wages out-of-pocket, but okay.
The 1984 law doesn't specify where the money should come from. Vella said the hospital isn't making accusations. Clearly, this was
just going to call the cops.
Well, he says this was an altruistic offer.
Maine did call the cops? That's not clear, right? Like, this had publicity, so it's fair to, you know, that it's possible to believe that just because of the publicity, the government goons got wind of this, that not anybody necessarily called them in on it, right?
Maine Medical Center is consulting outside legal counsel and other healthcare organizations for guidance on interpreting the law.
This can be extraordinarily difficult. Do you remember when the seasteading folks called in here on Free Talk Live maybe 3 months ago, Ian, and they talked about what they were they're trying to figure out what was legal about having a medical boat offshore and doing sort of medical procedures 13 miles out
in international waters.
And the fact of the matter is, basically, they could get no answers.
The bureaucrats?
The FCC simply didn't have answers for them. We don't know.
The FCC?
Which one was
FDA?
FDA, maybe. I think that was the bureaucracy. They would ask the questions, and the bureaucrats are like, "We don't know the answer. Essentially, you'll have to do it, and then we'll go after you, legally, and then you can fight it in court. And after you've spent hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars, we'll know the answer."
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is just how broken this system is. The government says that at this point, everything that we do not, you know, mandate that you do, you are not allowed to do.
Meanwhile, this lady is suffering.
That's right. Well, and so is he. Quote, "At this point, we're not viewing it as a deal breaker or a reason to proceed with the kidney donation. So it will continue," says Vela.
Will continue?
The kidney donation is going to go
on. Oh, I thought it was frozen.
On.
I thought it was putting that on hold.
Well, according to Vela, no. It's not, to him, a reason to...
This is the donor.
Yeah.
But the hospital's worried about it,
Vela,
right?
Vela is the doctor.
Okay.
And, so the guy at the hospital is now saying, we're going to go for this?
Yes, yes. Okay. It seems like they are going to go through with it. It's just that they're seeking outside counsel right now.
Wow.
So, and he said that Royals, the woman who needs the kidney, is now on dialysis.
Why shouldn't someone be able to sell a kidney? I mean, that's what's being proposed here. This is what's illegal. They're suggesting that maybe this is one selling one's kidney by proxy, sort of. Why shouldn't you just be able to sell your kidney? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
It has been put on hold.
Oh, boy. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number here. 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Also, you can enjoy, we've got a brand new advertiser here on Free Talk Live, your favorite magazines via Next Issue. Next Issue is an app that is available for iPad, iPhone, Android. You can go and you can grab a 30-day free trial with no commitments, and you can cancel anytime. Plans start as low as $9.99, and one account can be shared with up to five people. This is kind of like the Netflix for magazines, only better, with access to all of the latest issues of some of the most popular magazines in North America. So you can go and see more about this by going to nextissue.com/FTL and get signed up for your free trial. So I went and I got on Next Issue, and you're presented with the list of the all the magazines that they have. And there's, you know, there's like the specialty magazines, like, you know, popular mechanics. And
you call that a specialty magazine? I'd call that a general interest magazine.
Okay, well, whatever. Not everybody cares about mechanical stuff, so, I mean, I would consider general interest like people, which they also have that as well.
Yeah, they have all kinds of articles on things in popular mechanics. I recommend it for...
I've never read it, so couldn't tell you.
I think it's for everybody.
Well, anyway, there's all kinds of different magazines
people,
is the point
no,
I'm trying to make.
Not for everybody.
Okay, well, anyway, whatever you say, Mark, there's different magazines for people with different interest types, you know, everything from Maxim to, I don't have a list in front of me, but there was a bunch of them, and so I just went and I selected the ones I liked, and you can just look at them in sort of not really PDF form necessarily. What happens is when you pull up the most recent issue, it actually kind of gives you a table of contents that you can look at, and then it'll pull up the actual pages that when you click on it. So I pulled up Consumer Reports.
It's a great magazine.
Yeah. I looked at the table of contents, and I spotted something that looked interesting. Bitcoin. There was an article about Bitcoin in the, I think it was the May issue of Consumer Reports. Now, if you want to go back issue after issue, you can certainly do that as well, but it was called Bitcoin Beyond the Buzz, and it was kind of just like an introductory piece to Bitcoin. I thought it was actually pretty fair and well written, so you can go and try out next issue. Again, you can actually get access to over 150 magazines for less than the cost of two magazines at the newsstand. All of your favorites and more. It's like a buffet of magazines. Go and give it a try. The 30-day free trial is available for you. Just go to nextissue.com/FTL and get signed up today. That's nextissue.com. It's a great deal, but it's only available if you go to nextissue.com/FTL and get signed up for Next Issue.
Sounds like a good deal. I mean, you know, two issues versus 150.
Yep. So, and they'll send you notifications too. You can have notifications on your phone that will let you know when there's a new issue out of your favorites, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
sounds like a big savings.
Let's jump into your calls and thoughts. Clipboard is listening in Manitoba. Clipboard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I was just listening to your program about someone trying to donate his kidney.
Uh huh.
I live in Manitoba, Canada. And when I was living in Winnipeg, my oldest brother needed a kidney badly. He was on dialysis, he felt like killing himself sometimes, you know, because he's
wow.
a terrible time. And so I offered to donate a kidney. And now in Manitoba, we're not supposed to be paid for donating a kidney. But my brother did, after the operation, he gave me a small car, which only lasted a few months, you know. And then in his will, he left me $5,000.
Okay.
As a donation, you know, for my consideration of donating him.
But that's something that was kind of off the books and the authorities
right.
didn't get wind of it?
That's right, they didn't.
Because it didn't happen right there. There wasn't a lot of publicity surrounding it. In this case, in the main case that Derek J. was telling us about, this made headlines, right? Like, this lady put this request on the back of her car. She was advertising openly, and then when this guy stepped up, somebody in the media got wind of that. And
advertising works, folks.
Unfortunately, for better or for worse, in this case, it also likely brought the federal government down on them. So, Clipboard, anything else you want to share?
Yes. The after effects. Okay, I believe it might have taken me about 6 weeks to recover substantially, but I'm now 71. This is, about 16, 17 years later, and I find that in the afternoon I quite often have to have a nap for maybe 5-10 minutes or half hour because my one kidney is not able to handle all the... body weight, you know, as I could, as two kidneys could. Like, I'm told that my one kidney should increase in size to replace that other kidney.
Yeah.
But I don't think it did. You know, it wasn't able to.
Interesting.
Full size.
Now, how long did your brother get extra in his life because of this?
About 12 years or more.
Wow.
And then he died from cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing the story here tonight. And I have it here on my call screening software clipboard that you are listening via satellite. Are you listening on free to air?
Yeah, on, see, I think it's Galaxy 19.
Yep, that's right. That would be
it's like music to Ian's ears.
Free to air. Thank you for the call tonight. I'm glad you're out there, and thanks for finding the show. That's a free to air listener here in North America. We've talked about our African satellite fundraiser that's going on right now, which, to my knowledge, is not federally illegal to donate to, and it's my understanding that you can actually tax deduct your donations because the satellite fundraiser is being run by LRN.FM and Free Talk Live, and that is a project of the Shire Free Church and donations to churches. I'm not an attorney, but it's my understanding that they are tax deductible. So that's like some people, that's a big deal, right? They pay taxes and they want to have these deduction things. Well, you can do that by donating to africa.lrn.fm, and that'll help get our satellite signal, which is what that gentleman was listening to. That same signal will be available to listeners in Africa who are also, there's a lot more, I think, people in Africa who listen to free-to-air satellite than here in the United States. In the U.S. or in Canada, in his case, people are less likely to watch and listen to free-to-air satellite because, well, they can afford to have fancy satellite. They can afford to have, you know, $70 a month satellite.
They don't have to put up with the, you know, what free-to-air puts on the air. It's not as, you know, it's not as polished as the as say DirecTV or something like that.
Well, I like to think LRN.FM is a polished product, but a lot of the content on free to air is not so polished. A lot of it is very hard to understand or watch. Some of it's foreign language, which is actually makes it kind of an interesting flavor to experience it. But if you want to help reach people in very poor parts of the world with the ideas of liberty, the African Satellite Fundraiser is an excellent way to do that. Go to africa.lrn.fm to contribute. And actually, somebody, when I put out a notice about this recently, because there's only about 2 weeks left in that fundraiser, just under 2 weeks at this point. But when I put the word out there about that, somebody came back and this is a Free Talk Live amplifier. They were like, well, why should I support this? You know, I feel like the money that you guys are spending should focus here in the United States. And look, I don't think an extra few hundred dollars a month going towards things in the United States is going to tip the scales on whether or not the United States gets more free. But I think that sending the message of freedom to Africa could really spark some ideas that, you know, heretofore have not been discussed in certain corners of that continent. And we've seen that happen already by our caller, Akko, who has told us of people in Africa and Cameroon, specifically where he lives.
He was having little meetings.
Yeah.
And I think that's really sort of important because imagine that...
a secessionist group, by the way.
Yeah, that we would go to, you know, somebody might, some liberty patriot kind of person runs off to Africa to try to help the good folks in Africa. You know, you're going to look very much like an interloper. These ideas have to be organic, and we all got taught some way or another.
So go to africa.lrn.fm, and thank you in advance for doing that, and share the link as well. There's more Free Talk Live coming up here. Shouldn't you be able to sell your kidney? I say yeah.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and
auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, Free Talk Live here. We'll take your calls toll free about what you want at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You know, somebody called in last night at the very end of the show and threw us a question. We were talking briefly about virtual reality, and they asked this question, well, what's this magic leap? They'd heard about a magic leap, and I didn't really know enough to answer the question at the time, but I said we'd look into it. I did look into it, so we can talk about that here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-453, plus the latest on Baltimore, or some of the latest from Baltimore, and what's been going on with the mainstream media there and the curfew as well. We can talk about all of that and more, including questionable stocks that Mark would like to talk about. Our toll-free number here, 855-453. Derek J., was there more to the story that you were sharing with us previously about this kidney donor who was going to donate a kidney very generously, and some supporters set up a fund for him to help, you know, cover the costs of donating a kidney, which is not a cheap thing to do.
You're not going
to
stay at work. You're not going to be working at that
6 time. 6 weeks. The guy who called in to say he'd done this, at least 6 weeks are going to be out.
Yeah.
So this apparently is illegal to raise money for one's kidney donation or any kind of organ donation in the United States,
maybe.
In Canada.
Maybe. And I want to clarify something that I said earlier, since my language might have been confusing. Is it on hold? Is it not? Yes, it's on hold. What I was saying,
because they're
quote
afraid
from
it's
the
illegal.
Doctor. Yeah, but the doctor doesn't think it should be on hold. He says, at this point, he doesn't view it as a deal breaker or any reason not to proceed with the kidney donation. In other words, I think he's saying, look, we'll take whatever the federal government will throw at us after this. Let's save this woman's life and deal with the consequences later.
Yeah, but does he get to decide that, or is it the attorneys for the hospital who ultimately will make that decision?
No, I think that it's always the attorneys that get to make the decision.
Yeah. I mean, this dude could go into the operating room and start cutting anyway, right? Like, if you really want to, he could do hospital civil disobedience.
God bless him. We'll run a fundraiser around the air for him and his legal fees here on Free Talk Live. For what it's worth, we can't even put a satellite in the air in Africa.
Don't ask me to fundraise for you. I'm terrible at it.
But Alexandra Glaser, president and CEO of the New England Organ Bank, said the organization strongly supports living donation to increase the availability of organs for transplantation. Quote, this generous gift should be at no financial cost to the living donor,
right?
She said in a statement.
You're already giving up a kidney. You shouldn't have to give up thousands of dollars on top of that.
Indeed.
So for this reason, the New England Organ Bank supports reimbursement of donation-related costs when consistent with state and federal law.
Of course.
As an ethical way to remove financial barriers to living donation.
I want to know what they think about it when the state and federal law gets in the way of a living donation. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these groups that come out and make some statement, we really like the idea of giving people kidneys as long as the government bureaucrats, because the politicians aren't taking a stance on this. This is government bureaucrats. This is paperwork. This is lawyers saying, oh, I'm not entirely sure how I interpret this paragraph here in subsection 49. I mean, you know, this is disgusting attorneys sitting around and saying, well, it looks like she's going to have to die.
Right, and they're not doing anybody any favors here.
Western civilizations teetering on a precipice here. Somebody might be getting an extra too many hundreds of dollars for donating a kidney. Dear God, what would happen? Here's what I'm asking right now. You out there, do you think there's some reason why I shouldn't be able to sell my kidney? I mean, I suppose you might be able to make the argument that my mother grew it. Like, that it's her kidney that she should be able to sell it, but I kind of consider it mine. And if it's mine, I should be able to sell it. I can sell my car. You claim that I own my car and I can sell it. If I don't own my kidney, what the hell do I own?
It's crazy. I mean, they are basically saying they own you, right? Like, by saying you can't sell yourself. I mean, we know they say you can't sell yourself sexually. Now they're saying that you can't even sell yourself a piece of yourself to donate.
Those that control something are the ones that own it. And the government claims to control the sale of your kidney. So in that aspect, they are superseding your ownership. Either you own the kidney or someone else does, right? Like, it's not an unowned thing. It's your kidney. Either you own it or somebody else does. If you own it, you can sell it. If you can't sell it, somebody's claiming authority over that kidney that isn't you. Sick. And I'm asking you, please, the listener, call in and explain to me.
They got nothing, Mark. No one's called on.
They're not going to call in on this one. It's absolutely ludicrous. But everybody would come out and say, "Oh, I don't know this whole idea. If we allow people to sell their organs, then
the mafia.
You're right. People will be coerced into selling their. Doctors will be holding guns to people's heads while they cut their organs out of them.
Oh, wait a minute. The reason why people are getting organs cut out of them, if that's happening, is because it's illegal to sell organs. So then the mafia does get involved in that case. It's not that the mafia would get involved in organ sales if they were legal. If organ sales were legal, then you'd have two consenting parties getting into an agreement, as you do in this case, where, you know, everybody's consenting. The only people who don't consent are the men with guns calling themselves the state. So if you've got consenting adults in this case, then it should be no one's business. It should be completely legal, and you should be able to sell your organs to the highest bidder. Or to give them away and take a donation or whatever. Who cares? Why is it any of your business, government people, or those of you who are the busybodies who support the government? Because surely somebody within the sound of our voices does support the governmental position on this, whether they work for the state or not, they will take that position in their mind. But they're not willing to do it on the radio waves. If you are, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or Skype in at username lrn.fm.
Well, I just wish they would go ahead with this, because obviously this woman's life is on the line.
Yeah.
And I think that if they go ahead with it and take the consequences later, like if there are legal battles, they could take so long that the person could die of old age.
I wonder what the ramifications are. I just got an email. You remember when we had AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com on here?
Right.
Yeah, the guy who he does brokerage for a Bangkok hospital, a big, giant Bangkok hospital that has all the modern situations. I guess these two people could fly over there. It's like $800 for airfare over there. They could fly over there and actually do it there.
They could do it, but that would still not necessarily exempt them from whatever the criminal charges
might be. The consequences are back here, right? Like, it'd be very interesting to see what the case is. This doctor may or may not do it, but those doctors definitely would. And
correct.
Then what happens when you get back, right?
Those doctors wouldn't face any penalties. You could get the job done and then face, you know, whatever might come after that. Because right now it's the hospital that's holding this up. Their legal department is saying, whoa, we don't know about this. We don't want anyone to go to prison here.
But they've already turned it over to the feds at this point anyway, right?
Who's turned over?
The hospital.
I thought the status was that they were refusing to move forward on this while they are researching it legally.
You know what research means? Somebody ring, picked up and said, hey, government bureaucracy in charge of making sure the people die. Can we have an organ transplant? This person looks like he got $45,000 in fundraising. No? Okay. I mean, you know how this conversation went. Every government bureaucrat's answer to everything is nope, sorry. If you get an answer from them, the answer's no.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's never like, oh, sure. Sure, go right ahead. We don't have a law on that.
They could very well be arrested when they get off the airplane as they come back.
They could. This isn't legal advice, but I can tell you, you'd be alive to get arrested.
That's true. Great, now you got a new kidney in prison. Actually, would they go after the recipient?
No, they
probably not.
They'd go after the donor.
Or would they go after the person who fundraised for the donor?
Could be.
Yeah, so I don't know who is at the greatest risk in this particular case, but certainly the job can be done as soon as they're willing to leave the United States to do it.
It's so weird to me because it's such a different situation than two people consenting on a sale of something. This was a man who volunteered to donate, and then people on the internet said, attaboy, or they said, I like what you're doing, or why couldn't they just give to this guy because they like it?
Let's talk to Susan in Utah, listening in St. George, KZNU. Hello, Susan.
Hi. I was calling about this kidney thing because my brother Ernie passed away January the 23rd in Colorado.
Starting at 9.
Thank you. And he was really young, and the kidney donor people, they called me as soon as he had a cardiac arrest, and they tried to take his organs when his driver's license said no. And this is really scary to me because my daughter is in St. George and she needed his kidneys, which probably would have been a match because he's my natural brother. But these people at Delta Montrose Hospital or Delta County, Colorado, I said, what did his driver's license say? I'm already traumatized when they're trying to resuscitate my brother. And then they try to take his organs. And I guess Colorado has the highest donor transplant where they take people's organs when they're not even, and I don't see why this person you're talking about, you know, should have such a hard time. My daughter is very ill. She's had diabetes since she was 6.
Susan, thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Strike his base is low.
Watching the game again? I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined the pre-value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.